or your money back.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Just grabbing a little bite to eat in between. I've had a long broadcast day. But we've got a big hour lined up for you. In this hour, we're going to be joined by Rich Truesdale from a very cool publication that you can check out and subscribe to online. Also, this is Broadcasting 101. Don't try and eat on the air. Coming up in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the founder and president of a very unique car club out in Hollywood. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got a Corvette trivia question out there. And the question is, there was one year that General Motors did not sell any Corvettes to the public. They built a few, but they didn't sell any. I know there's one at the Corvette Museum down in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We've had a number of people guess, but so far, no one via the email here, boblongradio@yahoo.com, has come up with the correct answer. So we'll narrow it down a little bit more specifically for you. This was the transition that happened between the third generation Corvette, which was around for many, many years, and the fourth generation Corvette. Whoever comes up with the answer to this question is going to come up with a opportunity to win a very cool prize from our good friend Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. And Warren will be joining us on the broadcast coming up, I believe it's in 2 weeks, and he's going to pick the next winner. And I know many of the winners in the past have been extraordinarily pleased with what they have received. Some of these prizes have been in excess of $100. As a matter of fact, I know he sent one $300 prize out to a particular winner a little while back. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and welcome Rich Truesdale from AutomotiveTraveler.com. Hey there, Rich.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How's your 4th of July weekend going?
It's hot out here. It's 100. I'm in Southern California, Riverside County, and it's 109 degrees, and I'm out looking at buying a vintage RV. So, sweating.
What prompted you to start looking for a vintage RV?
Well, I'll tell you, I did a story on Automotive Traveler about 2 months ago on the GMC motorhomes from 73 to 78, and that got me started. And unfortunately, they're such a cult item. I built about 13 or 14,000 of them, and 9,000 of them still are running and registered. And these guys know what they're worth, and they don't sell them cheap, that's for sure. They're really, if you're familiar with the urban assault vehicle in stripes, that's what it is.
Oh, very cool. So let's talk about Automotive Traveler. You've done a wonderful job with this publication, and I know it's been kind of a work in progress, but for those who haven't logged on to AutomotiveTraveler.com, they should do so, because this is a publication that they can subscribe to 100% free.
Well, what we've done since the last time we've talked, we're increasing our frequency. We post, and it's hard to, you know, when people don't look, you know, they're not looking at the website. You know, we publish content items pretty much every other day. Some are pure travel, some are pure automotive, some are what we call the great. I mean, that's really what we're all about. And, you know, the issue we're working on right now, we're finishing up and it'll publish this week. The editor is doing a tour through the great national parks of the far west, and so we're just signing off on that. The current issue, which is up, and again, I need to make the distinction between the website where we publish all of the items as if they were magazine articles. They're laid out in an iPad computer-friendly sort of way, and then we were publishing a new issue, kind of compiling some of the articles and then adding the travel features every 60 days. Now we're getting to the point where we'll be publishing every 30 days, and we're going to make the package a little bit smaller. We're going to cut it down from about 100 pages to somewhere between 60 and 70, because we found out that once we get people into the magazine, they don't have a tendency to go all the way through. So, you know, they may stop at page 50 and miss the feature. So we restructured the magazine a little bit differently from a print magazine, where we took a lot of the front of the book stuff and moved it to the back. So we moved the features up to around page 15, you know, the big meat and potatoes of that particular issue.
Let's talk about Volume 3, Issue 2. The cover story is Doing the Dunes, a race across the Sahara with no GPS allowed. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, we've been supporters of the Gazelle Rally. It's an all-women's rally, and Robin Larson McCarthy and Carmen Madrid had made some contacts with Emily Miller. She's the top American in the event, and we followed them last year, and this year we actually got our act together. We had daily blogs, you know, every day, and then when the event was done, Robin assembled the daily blogs into a very cohesive, you know, page turner, and we started to stretch. You know, neither Robin nor I are graphic artists. We play them on television, so to speak. But she came up with a very, very strong, I call it a National Geographic style layout. And in fact, if somebody goes into the issue and reads through it, they're going to see exactly what I mean, from page one to, I think that was a 10 or a 12 page feature. And that's what people have to get used to. What we do is very long form journalism. It's not a web page. It is not for the short attention span typical. It is a magazine that's just been designed from scratch to be produced digitally and on the web. And kind of the whole iPad thing plays into our strength. And what we try to tell people, and this is different from when we last talked, is we are not an app. We have developed a viewer that runs inside of any browser. So once you, you know, and there's no download to your iPad or your whatever device you're using, so it's not hogging, hard drive space like it would on an iPad. So you just view it in your browser. If your browser goes full screen, like if you have a PC, hit F11, it gives you an even bigger presentation, and we recognize our data, since most people are reading it on a laptop, so we're talking about a device with a 14, 15, 17-inch screen, but we've selected the fonts and the layouts are done in a way that you should not suffer any eye strain looking at it on a 10-inch, tablet, and that's where we're really different from, I think, other online-only publications especially.
That's a really good point. It's so easily adaptable to whatever piece of equipment that you're using. And again, the freedom of doing things digitally. You've got some incredible pictures in here on the Sahara story, the race across the dunes. Just breathtaking pictures. And in traditional print magazines, a lot of those would have been cut out.
And that's the beauty of what we're doing. Quite honestly, Bob, you've been in this long enough to know. But what we did find out that you can have too much of a good thing, and you know the stories get too long. So we're as editors, we're trying to tighten the package up. That's a print term if I've ever heard one. So our features are going to be moving forward, going to be just a little bit shorter. And we may have other navigational ways to get through it.
Great. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out more about what's in store for future editions of Automotive Traveler. Rich Truesdell is with us. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World Live on this 4th of July weekend. Don't go away.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Craigan, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We finally have an answer to the trivia question via email. The phones are kind of quiet today, being the 4th of July weekend. Walter in Nevada came up with a correct answer. It was 1993. That's right, not 1993, 1983. My mistake. He's got it correct here. 1983 that Chevrolet did not sell Corvettes. They said sold the last of the C3s in 82, and the C4s debuted for 84. So we're going to throw him in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Rich Truesdell is with us from AutomotiveTraveler.com. And, Rich, I have been looking at your article in here, No Reservations Needed, and I can understand now a little bit more about your obsession about buying one of these GMC era, 70s era motorhomes. I never realized there were so many different configurations on these. Boy.
What's cool about them, Bob? I mean, you know, these things were conceived in the late 60s when General Motors, when they decided they wanted to do something, they would do it. And they could do anything, you know, they wanted. And you know, when I first encountered the research for the story, you know, how much sense does it make to take a, you know, an old Toronado front-wheel drive package, you know, 455 V8, the turbo hydromatic 425, which was the front-wheel drive version of the, you know, indestructible turbo 400. And that got the, you know, the interior much larger and lower, you know, low step in height, and the configurations, you know, they made them in 23 and 28 foot length. And like I said, every time I watch Stripes and watch them bust through Czechoslovakia in that vehicle, it just puts a smile on my face.
Just looking at the chassis architecture without the actual motorhome on top, I mean, that's a really cool shot in itself, Rich.
Oh, it is. I'm right now. I'm looking at a little bit later model Southwind, which is a Fleetwood. And they came in a bewildering amount of configurations. This one, I think, is 27 or 28 feet, but it's really nicely set up. You know, if I'm going to go on, I'm thinking of going on the road. It's got a real bedroom with a real bathroom in it. I mean, a shower. You know, a phone booth. I'm going to carry a lot of it.
Yeah, that looks like lots of fun, definitely. And are they pricey, these vehicles, these days? Did we lose Rich? We might have lost Rich. We'll check on that. Kyle, check into that. Our telephone number for everybody else, if you're out there on the highways and byways of North America, we'd love to hear from you. If you're on your way to visit somebody for this 4th of July weekend, if you're on your way to one of the big 4th of July celebrations in my neck of the woods here, of course, they have a big event on what is called the Esplanade here in the greater Boston area. It is an area that lines the Cambridge area of Boston and is bordered by the Charles River on one side and a small highway on the other side. They close that highway down on the early morning of the 4th of July because folks flock to this facility here in Boston called the Hatch Shell. And the Boston Pops Orchestra puts on a big display. There's always a other musical entertainer. Over the years, there's been everybody from Steven Tyler to David Lee Roth to you name it. This year it was supposed to be Lionel Richie, but he came down with a case of strained vocal cords. So Martina McBride, the country singer, is going to be taking his place. And about 400,000 or 500,000 people show up, and there's some amazing fireworks that are shot off from barges that are in the Charles River, which is one of the main rivers here in the greater Boston area, and I believe PBS covers that. So if you're out there on the road, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Rich is back. He's out shopping for a 70s-era RV, and I can certainly understand why. Rich, I was just curious on the price of these vehicles. Are they relatively affordable today, or are they still pretty much a high-dollar item?
Well, the GMs generally will sell for 2 to 3 times what a comparable non-GMC would sell for. So to get into something that you feel comfortable in, you're going to spend 10 grand or more. I looked at one in Glendale, north of Los Angeles, 2 weeks ago, and it was right around $9,000. So, that would be twice what a a late 70s era Winnebago or something like that in comparable condition. The thing is, they really aren't comparable, you know, with a traditional RV, you're driving a box, you know, perched up on top of a truck chassis, where with the GMC, you're driving something that was designed from the ground up to be an RV, and it's the only instance that a major car company built an RV from scratch. That's what makes them so unique and in a way valuable.
And one of the things that makes your publication so unique is the fact that you're covering stories like this, as well as doing test drives of new vehicles. Is a story of a drive of the 2011 Hyundai Genesis 4.6 liter V8 sedan, which is an interesting story in itself. Who would believe that Hyundai, a car company that introduced the Excel in 1986 and then a few years later was almost on the verge of pulling out of the U.S. market, would produce a V8 powered rear-wheel drive vehicle that really benchmarks the BMW 7 Series?
That's 100% correct.
Well, did we lose Rich, or is he still with us? Looks like we may have lost him. I know he's in a rather remote area of California. You never know what's going to happen here on live radio, so Kyle will do his best to get Rich back with us, and then...
Bob, I'm on.
Okay, great. Excellent. Just fading in a little bit. I know that you're in a remote area, and probably the cell coverage is a little shaky there, but what a great...
I'm standing perfectly still, and so I think I've got the signal locked in. What I was saying to you is, as journalists, we get a different car every week, so I'm typically driving 50 cars a year, and I'm driving a Fiat 500C Cabriolet this week, and it's pretty cool. I like it.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a cool ride. What can folks expect? Can you give us a little tease? When will the next edition of Automotive Traveler be available for folks?
It'll be out next week. Like I said, the July 4th weekend puts kind of a crimp on our production schedule, but we'll be out on Friday. We may have the preview up on Thursday, but I'd rather tell people Friday would be the day that it'll be posted. You just go to automotivetraveler.com and look for the, in this case, I'll give you a sneak peek on the cover. It will be Mount Rushmore. That will be the cover for the next issue. Will definitely stand out from the jumping the dunes in the Sahara from the current issue.
Well, continued success with Automotive Traveler, and Rich will definitely have to do this more often because I always enjoy our conversations. Good luck shopping for that RV.
Thanks so much, Bob. You and your listeners have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. We'll take a pit stop. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to go out to Hollywood and talk about a very unique car club. Don't go away.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. This is America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. We've been on the air every week since 1992, so 19 years. And I just recently had the opportunity to meet our next guest. This is a very unique car club. It's called the Television Motion Picture Car Club, and it was founded by the gentleman we're going to speak with momentarily. He is not only the founder, but he's also the president. Has a very interesting career in television behind the scenes himself. It's my pleasure to welcome Ken Lotka to Auto World. Ken, how you doing?
Doing well, Bob. You?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. It's the big 4th of July weekend. I was telling listeners a little bit about the activities here in my neck of the woods in Boston. We have the big Esplanade, Boston Pops, 400,000 to 500,000 people gathered extravaganza. And I know out in your neck of the woods there, unfortunately, the last time we talked, the city of Los Angeles was not going to do fireworks, but that doesn't mean they can't see fireworks because you guys are putting on a wonderful show on July 4th.
That's true. Several cities around L.A. have postponed their fireworks displays due to budget cuts. So for the 13th year in a row, CBS Studio Center, in conjunction with the Studio City Chamber of Commerce, is running their fireworks festival, and it will be held Monday, July 4th, tomorrow, from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. at CBS Studio Center. So you have a chance to come out. For those of you on the West Coast or in neighboring states like Nevada and Arizona, to see an incredible fireworks display, as well as have great food, drink, there's live entertainment, and our car show.
and tell us more about this car show, because this is quite a unique thing that you've done over the last couple of years.
Well, thank you for the compliment. It is unique. The entertainment industry never had a car club, so 2 years ago this month, I decided that if nobody else was going to do it, I would take the bull by the horns and get it going, and that I did. As for the car show at this year's festival, it will be the second year that we've displayed vehicles there. We'll have everything from exotics to muscle cars to hot rods and, oh, goodness gracious, all the way back to 1909 Model Ts up to a brand new 2011 Ferrari 458 Italia. And then we've got movie and TV cars for fans of all ages. And those include everything from the 1966 Batmobile to the Back to the Future DeLorean. There's plenty of cars coming from Picture Car Warehouse, who are a movie and television vehicle supplier. And just tons of other fun, including a funny car called the Nitro Pirate. And we are actually going to start that car at 8 p.m. outside stage 9. So anyone within, probably a mile of the movie studio should be able to hear a rumble before we have the actual sky fireworks at 9 p.m.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Wow. It's going to be an incredible happening, and let's talk a little bit more about the origins of the idea that you had. I mean, it seems like such a natural, as we talked about before, there is such a connection, such a synergy between Hollywood and automobiles, whether it's the stars with their cars or whether it's the cars that are actually stars in TV shows or movies.
True. As everyone probably knows, as soon as a new technology comes out, Hollywood's usually on it, whether it's an iPhone, and hopefully, Bob, you and I will get a free one for mentioning them on the air, or an automobile, trains, whatever. Of course, trains came before motion pictures, but automobiles really did not. So as soon as the first Model Ts hit the road, producers here in Hollywood ended up throwing them in motion pictures, and as most people well know, the Keystone Cops were famous for having death-defying chase scenes across railroad tracks with cars where they just narrowly get missed, and it was just quite fun entertainment for back in the day. And then, as you mentioned, there's a synergy all the way up to the present day. The Back to the Future DeLorean I mentioned has become a pop icon. The vehicle itself is a star, the Batmobile from the television series and all the Batmobiles from the movies, and then the Starsky and Hutch car from the detective thriller back in the 70s to, the new Camaro that's in the Transformers movie. There's always a place for vehicles in television and motion pictures. Now, if you want me to go on a little bit more about some of the stars from Hollywood that are into cars, it probably started when the first vehicle rolled off the assembly line at Ford and continues to this day. In the golden age of Hollywood, 30s and 40s, you had Clark Gable and Tyrone Power and numerous other stars that had their Auburn speedsters, and you had, Duesenbergs were enjoyed by all the celebs. They loved to drive them around and show off their celebrity, I guess. Plus, they were car people, so it was a natural fit. And then you get into the 50s, 60s, 70s with James Dean, James Garner, Steve McQueen, and so many other celebrities that not only owned fantastic cars but also raced them when they weren't in front of the cameras. And then you have the present day with Jay Leno, Adam Carolla, and many, many others who enjoy owning just some of the most spectacular vehicles you'll ever see. So, yes, it's absolutely a natural synergy between Hollywood vehicles and probably California in general.
Let's talk a little bit about the memberships. You don't have to be located right there in Hollywood and be in the TV or entertainment business to be a member of this club. You've got two different distinct types of membership. Tell us about the memberships, Ken.
That's true. We do have the industry membership, which is what the club is based on, and after getting an earful from several in the general public who really wanted to be members and wanted to be able to put our cool motion picture camera on wheels hot rod decal on their car, we decided to start an associate membership, and that costs a little less than half what the industry membership costs, and it allows anyone around the country to join the club and know what's going on with the club on a monthly basis. And there are some limitations. You're not allowed to attend our private events, but you are allowed to attend our public events, such as the fireworks festival that's coming up tomorrow, and you can even show a car if you have a spectacular car that you'd like to show at one of our events. So we have something for everybody. We are an entertainment industry-based club, and that's more along the lines of what we cater to, but we love to have the general public involved as well, since they're so enthusiastic about all types of vehicles.
That's so cool. And let's give everybody a little bit of a sneak peek at some of the cool vehicles that you're going to have on display coming up tomorrow. I can't believe it's just around the bend.
It is just around the bend. We've got original Shelby Cobras and original Shelby Mustangs. There's a 2011 Audi R8 Spider convertible that's coming. It's one of the first in the country, I understand.
Cool.
There's an Ariel Atom, a Cadillac XLR. Then we go back to the 50s with some Fords and a 57 Porsche Speedster. And oh, gosh, then the 60s with Ford Galaxies, Corvettes, El Caminos, Dodge Chargers, Boss 302s. And then you hit the 70s with GTS Panteras, and there's a Bentley Turbo R, and there's even a 4x4 Corvette. So there's really something for everyone, as well as some of the aforementioned movie cars I mentioned, including a Bullet Mustang, a Get Smart car, a Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am, just all sorts of vehicles that will be at this show.
That's fantastic. It seems like, you know, from the beginning of Hollywood, of course, you know, it's kind of a natural extension if you're very successful, whether you're in business or whether you're in sports or music or any form of entertainment, radio, television. You know, it's not unusual for that person to take advantage of their success and buy themselves a very nice car. When we come back on the other side, we'll go to the beginnings of Hollywood, talk about some of the golden era celebrities. We'll talk about some of the Rat Pack celebrities. We'll talk about some of the current day celebrities and much more with Ken Latka. Don't go away.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses, because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher, and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63, for us, really is a bit of a masterpiece, because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car, really, and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan. And we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Now, there's a famous car person who's also a celebrity, Billy F. Gibbons, the lead singer of ZZ Top for over 30 years. Recently, been doing some television work on the show Bones. And he has lots of cool cars. Unfortunately, I know he's in Houston at the moment, so he does have a home in the Beverly Hills area. We definitely need to get him into the television motion picture car club if he isn't already, Ken.
He is not yet, so Bob, make the phone call after the show.
Right, will do. Let's talk a little bit about some of these famous cars and famous folks. Let's go back to the golden era, back to, you know, some of the icons of the screen. Clark Gable certainly was a car guy.
Without a doubt. I mean, there were so many. You had Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and Mary Pickford, who had a famous home called Pickfair here in Hollywood. During their heyday, they were the two main stars in Hollywood for a very long time. Errol Flynn was another car guy, as was Rudolph Valentino and even Charlie Chaplin. I wish I could tie direct cars to them that they drove. I'm working on that, but I have found out through channels that they were very much into automobiles and being seen in them. And then before the break, you mentioned the Rat Pack, and you know about Frank Sinatra and his love of cars and his beloved 1955 T-Bird Baby Bird. And then Joey Bishop, I understand, was totally into cars, as was Sammy Davis Jr. And then in the present day, Bob, you may even have more contacts with this than I do, but certainly people like Tim Allen, Billy Gibbons, who you mentioned, Sylvester Stallone, many don't know he's into vehicles, but
yes,
he even designs them for his movies.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Muniz actually races open-wheel cars when he's not in front of the camera. And then Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers, who all the teenage girls go nuts for, he just purchased a Shelby GT350. I believe it's a 67 or so. So there's another car guy from the younger generation that's coming up here in Hollywood.
Absolutely, and I can think of several others as well. I know he's a former professional football player and wrestler, and now does a lot of television work, Bill Goldberg. He is a huge muscle car guy, and certainly lots of musicians in addition to Billy F. Gibbons, but some of the guys from the rock band Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen, and those guys are big into cars, and Jeff Beck, the great guitarist there from the United Kingdom, is huge into cars, there's a ton, not to mention I've actually interviewed, believe it or not, I've interviewed some hip-hop and rap artists who are into cars. I had the pleasure a couple of years back at the SEMA show to interview, I have to say his name right, 50 Cent. And he's into cars, and a number of other hip-hop folks are into customized vehicles. So it's universal, and athletes, too. You know, of course, the big thing with athletes is the baseball players and the hockey players sometimes can get away with driving the exotic cars, but the football players, the basketball players have a little bit of trouble. But Shaquille O'Neal, when he was with the Lakers, actually had a stretch Lamborghini made for himself.
Must be nice to be loaded with money. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have not seen that car in person, but I heard about it. And he also had a stretched chopper made. He's a big boy, that's for darn sure.
Absolutely.
So we are trying to get the word out to everyone since we're 2 years young. So if anyone out there listening is either a celebrity or knows one, please pass the word along about our club, and you can find us at www.tmpcc.org. And if you want to join, just go to the website, look for the link that says Join TMPCC, fill out the app, send it in, and you're good to go.
And you get lots of cool things by joining. Number one, you got that wonderful logo, but discounts as well.
There are actually, we have several sponsors who we've been thrilled wanted to come on board and offer our members, whether they're industry members or associate members, discounts on everything from detailing products to cars. I mean, we have some dealerships in town here that will actually give our members cost pricing on financing. And I think just a month or so ago, their cost on financing was a mere 2.5%. So,
oh, sign me up.
Oh, gosh. I actually took advantage of an extended warranty on a Cadillac XLR I owned, where another of our sponsors offers their cost on an extended warranty. So instead of paying, I think it was around $4,200 or $4,300, I was fortunate enough to get it for, I believe it was $2,250. So an incredible savings. So for $20 to join for an associate membership or $50 for a full-blown industry membership, you can get that back a thousandfold.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And again, you can join whether you're in the entertainment business or as an associate member. If you're not, you don't have to necessarily be in the Southern California area. And here's the good news, Ken. The price of the membership is very affordable.
That's one thing I wanted to try to do, because not only do we have those members in front of the camera who certainly can afford a much larger due rate than that $50 that we're charging, but we have people behind the scenes, and some of them have families, and us folks behind the scenes might not make as much money as the general public might be led to believe. We're comfortable, we do well, but there are some people who freelance and go from movie to movie or TV show to TV show.
Yeah.
And they can struggle just like the rest of the general public. So we do try to keep it affordable. I've had members go, oh, this should be a minimum of $500 to $1,000 to join, and I just fight that left and right because, again, I know what it's like to struggle. We've probably all been there at some point in our lives, so we do want to keep it affordable for anyone that would like to be a member.
Absolutely, and it's so true, too. I mean, folks who are on the lucky side of the fence, the entertainment side of the fence, it's a long road, you know, whether you're in the radio business or television business for lots of folks. And to get there, you know, you quite often you're making a lot less than even the average person in order to get yourself into a position that perhaps you can make it work so you can move to a bigger market or to a bigger gig. So it's a long road for lots of folks on both sides of the equation, both on air and off air. Let's talk about some of the coolest cars of all time. But do you have a personal favorite? Do you like the Bullock Mustang? Do you like the Gone in 60 Seconds Eleanor Mustang or the American Graffiti cars or the Batmobile or the Munster Coach or the Fast and Furious cars? Or what's your personal favorite, Ken?
Wow, there's so many. You mentioned several I just love to own. Wouldn't it be nice to have a Bullet Mustang in the garage, or an Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds. Oh my gosh. There's probably, those are certainly two of probably five or six cars that I'd love to own. The Munster Coach is quite an incredible beast. That would be nice just to have to take out in display. and George Barris does that with some regularity. And hopefully we'll have one of his creations at next year's July 4th show. He's got another event this year, so unfortunately George is unable to attend our show here in Hollywood. He'll be on the East Coast, I believe, in Virginia this weekend. But, yeah, there's a ton of cars. Bob, what about you? I mean, you've got to have a favorite or two.
Oh, well, you know, we're thinking along the same lines. I mean, I definitely love the Bullet Mustang, the Gone in 60 Seconds Eleanor Mustang, and you know, I always love the 308 Ferrari that Tom Selleck drove in the Magnum PI series. Starsky and Hutch Torino, there's another one too, but I'm such a gearhead here, it's hard for me to pick one, as I'm sure it is for many of our listeners, but it's great, and it brings up such great memories with so many folks, you know, just thinking about where you were at that time, perhaps when you saw that movie for the first time. And, you know, it's all part of American culture.
It's all part of our lives. I mean, as you said, a lot of us have grown up with these movies and television shows. And when you see these cars in person, it just takes you back. And it's incredible, whether they're the original vehicle from the movie or television show, or a tribute vehicle where somebody painstakingly reproduced the car to the nth degree, it just takes you back. It is so cool to stand next to these cars and just check them out from top to bottom, because they're so two-dimensional on TV. Now you get a chance just to walk around and see the thing, you know, right up close and personal.
Absolutely. So the big event is July 4th, and is it 100% free?
It no, unfortunately, it's not. But it's a mere $20 to get in for food, drink, fireworks, our car show, etc.
Excellent. What a deal. Ken, we'll do this again soon. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.